By late February 2009, Jobs had secured a place on the Tennessee list, as well as the one in California, and the nervous waiting began. He was declining rapidly by the first week in March, and the waiting time was projected to be 21 days. "It was dreadful," Powell recalled. "It didn't look like we would make it in time. Every day became more excruciating." He moved up to third on the list by mid-March, then second, and finally first. But then days went by. The awful reality was that upcoming events like St. Patrick's Day and March Madness — Memphis was in the 2009 tournament and was a regional site — offered a greater likelihood of getting a donor because the drinking causes a spike in car accidents. Indeed, on the weekend of March 21st, 2009, a young man in his mid-20s was killed in a car crash, and his organs were made available. Jobs and his wife flew to Memphis, where they landed just before 4 a.m., and were met by Eason. A car was waiting on the tarmac, and everything was staged so that the admitting paperwork was done as they rushed to the hospital. The transplant was a success, but not reassuring. When the doctors took out his liver, they found spots on the peritoneum, the thin membrane that surrounds internal organs. In addition, there were tumors throughout the liver, which meant it was likely that the cancer had migrated elsewhere as well. It had apparently mutated and grown quickly. They took samples and did more genetic mapping.